To item 5, which is the automatic re-enrolment in May. This is we've got paper C and a verbal update.
This is very similar to the update we had at the committee. So automatic re-enrolment happened on the 1st of May for the local government pension scheme, the FAR scheme and the teachers pension scheme. We enrolled all those who were eligible job holders who were between 22 and 65 and earned over £10,000 and who hadn't opted out 12 months prior to the 1st of May. We enrolled 162 and we had 98 opt-outs. I have now completed the declaration of compliance.
And we have had confirmation of said declaration of compliance from the pensions regulator. So we've completed our duties in respect of that.
Good. Thank you.
That's it.
The next stage is the paper that you've got in front of you, which is a proposal for a survey, a targeted survey, to the 98 people who opted out of those 162 who were automatically enrolled back in. So you can look at it in two different ways. You can look at it positively that there were 64 people who weren't in the pension fund who now are in the pension fund, or you can look at it from the other side and say there were 98 people who are still eligible to join, to be automatically re-enrolled, and who aren't in the fund. So what we're proposing, what we'd like to do, is do a targeted survey to those 98 members who have specifically opted out to try and understand the reasons why they opted out. And the survey's on paper C, page C2. So the questions are very straightforward, and it's not designed to do any targeted mail shotting or that what's called cold calling and things like that. It's literally to understand why somebody may not has chosen not to be in a pension fund. It could be that it's not their main employment, or they've got a pension elsewhere, or it could be that it's too expensive, or they don't understand the benefits. If it's too expensive, we want to highlight the 50-50 option, which could then progress some more communications that way.
We did actually highlight in our buy message about the 50-50 option as well, and actually some of the couple of people in my office actually signed up.
So, and then it's also, if we don't understand the benefits of pensions, then it's that we can do a bit more targeted communication going through that way. So it's really just to understand, and I mean, obviously, we can't force anybody to be in the scheme.
No.
But if we can understand their reasons for not being in, if it's because it is too expensive and it's, you know, for whatever reason it is too expensive, we could potentially go back to the National Scheme Advisory Board and feed that back as a response, which might inform national discussions. Can't promise anything would come out. But that's the proposal. So what I'm kind of seeking from the board is that's one, you think it's a good idea that we do that, two, that you're happy to support the survey going out, and three, that we'll take some actions once we report back the findings of that survey.
I've got a question about question three.
Yeah.
So number of contracts held with the Isle of Wight Council. Mm-hmm. What's the reason behind including that, or the why would that be a question?
Well, you've got a primary position and you've got maybe some part-time hours or casual.
Yeah.
So if you were a casual worker, you wouldn't be entitled to join the scheme unless you requested to join it.
So it wouldn't roll in your if you had more than one contract with the council.
No, it would be on that your primary job.
Right.
Okay, but we do have quite a few posts within, quite a few of our members, and I believe 70% of our members have one or more posts and can join the pension scheme with all those posts if they want to do so.
Oh, right, okay.
If someone has different employments and they're not automatically eligible to join, if they're not joined, you wouldn't be contacting them.
No, you might not be contacting them at all.
Yeah,
no.
So it's a bit irrelevant, really, isn't it?
I can take the question out.
I think it was a whole idea to look at this, wasn't it? To get your views on it, because we want to obviously...
Happy to take the question out.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Potentially, I mean, this, as I say, this is really a targeted for those people who have been automatically re-enrolled and who have chosen to opt out. Later, as part of our communications plan, we can look at some other surveys to understand potentially even impacting those people who are not at all in the pension fund.
Yes.
But what I would say is for everybody who joins the employment of the council, they are automatically contractually enrolled into the pension fund, and so therefore can opt out or not as they do. But if they weren't engaged, if they've opted out, joined in the last 12 months and previously opted out in that 12 months, they won't have been automatically re-enrolled.
The other reason, if you've got somebody in the 50-50 scheme, because it's not a qualifying scheme for automatic enrolment, they would be opted into the main scheme and then have to opt back out to the 50-50 scheme. So there's just a little quirk there.
So should that be one of the options?
In the 50-50
scheme. You would want to track them differently from the two kinds of people, wouldn't you?
Good point.
So the ones in the 50-50 scheme, are they part of the 162 that were re-enrolled?
Yeah, they will be, yes.
So how do you know how many of the 98, which the
64? I haven't got a breakdown.
Rejoined.
No, I don't. We've only got 16 in the 50-50 scheme. And previous to the enrolment, we've had between 6 and 8. So yes, possibly about 8 have actually been enrolled. But two of those are within my department.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea to do that.
Because this will enable us to target the 50-50 scheme. If price is coming out as an issue, then we can go down that route.
Yeah.
But also what I will say is when I do the corporate induction, 50-50 scheme is a main part of what I talk about in that induction, so I'll check whether who's joined the scheme, and if they haven't, then I'll talk about the 50-50 scheme.
Do you know of the 162 and also of the 98 which shorted out again, who their employer is?
They would only be employed by the council.
Only be employed, yes.
By the council,
this is the council's
employer function of automatic re-enrolment at the moment.
The declaration of compliance I complete is only we are the employer for the member of staff that's involved.
Can we get information, the same information from all the employers so that we can look at the fund
The other employers are responsible for your own automatic enrolment, so you will have a saving date.
Yes.
So to an extent, we have the pension fund has no responsibility to ensure that those employers are complying or reporting back. So we haven't considered that in the past, Barbara,
but
is one of the things.
The board has a responsibility to look at the whole pension fund and all
Absolutely.
Employers. That was reinforced at the last sixth of that. We should be looking at all employers.
Absolutely. If you bear in mind that we're doing this for ourselves at the moment because we know what we're trying to do, we will, as part of our added engagement activities, look at with the other employers what their automatic enrolment date is and assess with them, and we can work with Tracy and work with to an extent as well. Let me just step that back. Yes, we can do that, and absolutely we will, and it's primarily for those who are scheduled bodies rather than the admitted bodies, so the college, the academies, the college and the academies, whose non-teaching staff have an automatic right to be in, or have to be, enrolled in the local government pension scheme. So for the college and the academies, when they reach their staging date for automatic re-enrolment, we can do, or request that we do, something similar to that.
It's the employer's responsibility to ensure they enrol the staff, and obviously the employer's responsibility to complete a declaration of compliance.
Yeah.
So each employer will have to do their own declaration, like we've just done that.
Can we as a board, could the chair write to the employers and ask if they could provide the board with their declaration?
We can ask for that, absolutely.
We need to know staging dates, because obviously then we need to know when they are due to re-enrol their staff as well.
We can do that as part of a communication. I mean, I think we can take that as a learning exercise from what we're doing for the council. Say the board are looking at the council's results. We're interested to see the results of others. Could you let us know in the first instance when your automatic re-enrolment date is? And second of all, if you'd be happy for us to circulate, or if you could provide us with your confirmation of your declaration of enrollment once you've done it.
And maybe even in those employers like the college, we could then do a similar survey for people that have opted out. We just would get a view overall, wouldn't we?
Yes,
we would.
Because the declaration of employment of compliance from the regulator sets out for the employer as a whole all of the different pension schemes that they have automatically re-enrolled their staff into. So for us, we've got a confirmation of the number of staff that were automatically enrolled into the teacher's pension, the local government pension, and the fire pension.
Yes.
It doesn't specifically ask for opted outs at this stage, but I think it will be at some point they will be asking. But we're kind of ahead of the game here.
I've got a spreadsheet that keeps the opt outs.
So I think from our perspective, we can go to those scheduled bodies and say, could you confirm your staging date, and would you be prepared to share your automatic enrolment compliance statement with us, so we can identify those members of staff that were enrolled, and then we could ask for other information about opting outs and things like that.
We do have two schools that we're not the employer for that have their re-enrolment dates the 1st of July next year, and it will be their responsibility, but I'm quite happy to support employers or schools who are not the employer to help through this declaration of compliance.
Would they have done one 1st of July this
year? Would have done it, they would have done it 3 years previously, yes.
Okay, so we could ask for the current one.
Yeah, which will be next July.
Bear in mind, this is done at
the current one that they've submitted.
That was 2016.
They
only do it every 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, but the schools I'm talking about were 2017, because their staging date was later.
So I'll drop an email to those employers that are scheduled bodies and external schools and ask them if they could confirm their date. So as an action from today's meeting, if you're happy that we, with the slight amendments to the survey, if you're happy that we progress that survey for our employees, and then if you're happy, I'll send an email to the other employers asking for their staging dates and requesting a copy of their compliance statement once it's received.
Right.
And then we can do feedback on that afterwards.
I'm just wondering, is a 50-50 scheme only open to council?
No, it's open to any employee of a qualifying employer. Specifically to the local government pension scheme. There is no 50-50 option in terms of fire or teachers or any of the non-funded schemes, apart from the NHS, which they're consulting on at the moment.
I think the total take-up on the 50-50 thing is quite low though, isn't it?
It was always designed for those lower paid employees who potentially couldn't afford the full compensation, but it's actually ending up being taken up by those who are potentially higher paid employees who are trying to mitigate their potential tax charges. So it's serving a purpose, but not necessarily the purpose that it was intended for in legislation. But that's the sort of feedback that is going through us as employers, through back to the pensions regulator, into the scheme advisory board, to feed back to national.
Right, okay, so then moving on to